From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson with your headlines for Wednesday, May 24th. A historic agreement has been reached between seven western states to cut the amount of water they take from the Colorado River. But what are California's responsibilities under the deal, and which part of the state will be the most affected? For the California Report, Saul Gonzalez has the rundown.
Under the deal, California, the state that uses the most water from the Colorado River, will be responsible for a big share of reductions, up to 1.6 million acre-feet of water. What's an acre-foot? It's about 326,000 gallons, or the amount of water that three average-sized homes need over the course of a year. And there's a carrot if California reduces its reliance on the Colorado River, part of more than $1 billion in federal funds that will go to irrigation districts, cities, and tribes that cut their draw from the river. The Imperial Valley, in the southeastern corner of the state, will be one of the places most affected by the agreement. Annually, the valley's farmlands use more Colorado River water than all of Arizona and Nevada combined. In a statement, Henry Martinez, the general manager of Imperial Valley's irrigation district, said he was pleased that a deal had been struck based on what he said were voluntary and achievable conservation volumes. Looking ahead, though, water experts say in an age of climate change, much more has to be done to conserve more Colorado River water.
That was the California Report's Saul Gonzalez. Walmart will pay $500,000 as part of a settlement with the state of California and three counties for the sale of brass knuckles on its online platform. California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced the settlement yesterday.
This also serves as an important reminder to online platforms, which very often argue that the Communications Decency Act provides them with absolute immunity for aiding and abetting the sale of illegal goods right on their platforms by third-party sellers. It's a reminder that we can and we will pursue them.
Bonta says Walmart was responsible for 60% of the 250 brass knuckle products sold to California consumers, with third-party sellers responsible for the other 40%. As part of the settlement, Walmart also agreed to notify each customer and advise them to surrender the brass knuckles to law enforcement. A bill limiting the amount landlords can charge for security deposits to 1 month's rent is advancing in the state legislature. San Francisco Democratic Assemblymember Matt Haney is the author. He says the median rent in California has increased by 35% since 2000, while median renter household income has only increased 6%.
Higher rents result in higher security deposits. Under current California law, every renter can be required to pay up to 3 months' rent for their security deposit. This law was put in place in 1977 and hasn't been changed substantially in three decades.
A state association representing apartment owners is critical of the bill, saying it comes on the heels of a pandemic that left countless landlords forced to provide housing without compensation. The bill passed out of the assembly floor this week and is now headed to the Senate. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein's ongoing medical struggles have raised a sensitive political question with no easy answer. Who would Governor Gavin Newsom pick to replace her if the seat becomes vacant? Feinstein has given no indication that she is considering stepping down, despite calls to resign from within her own party. But her frail appearance and a growing list of health challenges continue to fan questions about her fitness for the job. Newsom earlier promised to appoint a black woman should the Feinstein seat become open. You may soon be able to get a test strip or some other kind of device at bars across the state to detect whether your drink's been spiked. The state assembly has passed a bill requiring bars to offer the devices for sale or for free. Long Beach Democratic Assembly member Josh Lowenthal is the bill's author.
These drugs are very easy to test once they're in somebody's drink. As a matter of fact, communities, universities and colleges, the U.S. military are already participating in providing test strips.
He says the targets of drink spiking are typically women and members of the LGBTQ+ community. The measure now heads to the Senate. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, May 24th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Stutzen.